When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And Haley, I think we have a good amount of stuff today. I feel like we're not completely like covered and
overwhelmed
with a whole ton of news this week. There's a lot of little small. It's more like a little like a snowfall of news, right? It's not an avalanche. Yes. We will actually be covering. We have like I said, a little bit of almost like everything. And of course, we did get another Twice dating news drop update. Of course, another member, right? Out of nowhere. And we get some ARMY stay crumbs and a little bit of interesting birthday stuff going on with the 17 member. And we have a lot of little small random stuff going on. But if you haven't yet, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Remember, this is the Permission to Stand podcast, where we are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. Haley, give us our social media stuff and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast. Send us a DM on Instagram if you want to chat about K-pop. And on there, you can also find all our concert videos.
And just watch all the reels that we just, whenever we see stuff, we repost it. A lot of interesting and fun, different K-pop related stuff in that realm. Let's see, Haley. I think we should get started already with this. Let's see. Comebacks. There isn't actually that much in like the next week or so. This is a pretty short list. But April 15th. The next comeback that we have here scheduled is Boys Next Door.
Yes, I've been listening to them a lot lately, and you are partially to blame because of
me.
Yeah, because you've been playing them on your Hive rhythm game.
Yes, I'm guilty, and there's the only reason why is because they have challenges, and recently they did have challenges where like you have to. Like, I guess the currency for that special promotional period or whatever, you have to actually play their songs. And I needed the promotional stuff to cash in on New Jeans and Le Sserafim. I guess you could say, like, specialty cards. Because it's like a gacha game. So it's like a gacha rhythm game. And, so Boy Next Door, for some reason, was, like, grouped together with the girl groups. And because usually they front load the month with the guy group, 17, BTS, and Hype, and TXT. Then the second half is New Jeans and Le Sserafim. But I think if they front loaded all the guy groups and added Boy Next Door to the guy, it's just
so much.
So they actually threw Boy Next Door with Le Sserafim and New Jeans, and that's like the backload of like a different like the second half, I guess you could say, of like the events for Hive Rhythm Game.
Can't wait till they add Eyelet.
Me too, because that means more girls.
But then I think they'll add TWS first.
Oh, that's true. TWS. And I wonder, they might. That's the hard part too, because it's like, then it's like when I do the gacha. So like, you know, it's like a random draw of like cards and everything for the game. If I want like special cards, it's like a whole giant pool, and it could be usually the pool and the drop rate is horrible.
Well, because there's out, more boys.
Shout out to Genshin Impact. Mm-hmm. But it's yeah, of course, that's exactly it. Especially when you have groups like BTS and especially Seventeen.
Yeah, with 13 members.
So guess what? The drop rate is horrible trying to even get a female mm-hmm. member from any of the groups. Like it's like, so it's like 10 girls, if you, you know, 5 and 5 from the current roster.
Right.
Then, I mean, even...
there's probably like 30 guys.
Even Boys Next Door is already, it's like, that's, is that 6 members, 7
I
members?
Think like 7. Wait, is it 7? I think it's 7.
And then BTS 7, we have TXT 5, we have, Enhypen is 5, right? Or is it 6? I don't remember Enhypen, actually. What is Enhypen? Is it 7 too? Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Are they really?
Let me look.
Okay, I know 17 obviously is not 17, and there's 13 for 17, and that in itself already is like, I think we're pushing over 30 already. So if you think of the 7. So think of the ratio of 10 girls to like, that's like over 30. It's horrible. Like I do when I do the 10, like the 10 pulls for Hive Rhythm, it's I sometimes don't even get girls, and it sucks. So that's the life of the Hive Rhythm. But yes, because of this game, Haley has heard me playing aloud at home when I'm just playing the game. She has heard, and I have heard, and I've gotten to know all their songs.
Sorry, Boy Next Door. Boy Next Door is 6, but Enhypen is 7.
Okay, so but yeah, Boy Next Door. That's why I know the songs pretty well, as much as Haley probably.
Yeah, and To Us is also 6.
Oh man, when they add, it's gonna be, this ratio is gonna get worse. I don't even know why they don't have Fromis yet. That sucks.
I don't know why they never added them.
They should. It's horrible because this is also like a great way to obviously
promote them. Exactly.
Because like I didn't know anything about Boy Next Door.
Right.
Now, and then I was forced to almost.
But then their songs are really good. So I'm excited for their, it's their second album?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's scheduled. Boys Next Door's second mini album. Called Earth, Wind, and Fire is the title track, and the second EP is called How? ? Mm-hmm. And like back to Fromis has a lot of members too.
They do.
That would even it out so much, or like not even it out. It would be like at least half, mm-hmm. half of like the total of the guys. So I don't. And then their songs are pretty good too. I don't understand. It sucks.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's pretty weird. Fingers crossed though. I really hope we get Islet on there soon. So. The sooner the better, please. Okay, and then let's see, April 15th, we're still on this because Boy Next Door, but Lucemble, mm-hmm. Will have their second mini album called One of a Kind. Fast forward 3 days after April 15th, which will be the 18th, if you know math mm-hmm. almost as well as I do. Haley.
Yes, I'm
Rise.
I know, I'm excited because they have literally, I think, 4 or 5 songs.
What's going on?
So they are going to have their first mini album on April 18th. It's called Impossible.
Okay.
Yes.
And the actual, I think that's the title.
Oh, what's track. Their actual album called?
Looks like it says Rising.
Okay. Rise, so their title track is Impossible.
Rise Up Lights. Mm-hmm. Am I saying Razor Blades or am I saying Rise Up Lights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited to see... or hear their new album.
I think when are we seeing them?
June.
Oh, is it in June?
Wait, is it?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
I have it on my calendar.
I know June is ITZY. ITZY is June. Rise, is that the same month as ITZY?
Wait, where? Oh, no, sorry. Yes, it's May. Rise is in May.
May 20th. What day is that? That's a weekday,
it's
right?
It's a Monday.
Oh, shit.
And then I think TXT's concert is like literally the day after.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's like a day or two after,
it's
right?
Is the it the day after?
Literally the mm-hmm. day after. And yes. It's 2 days for yes. TXT. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't it crazy how a lot of
nuts.
The K-pop concerts are on weekdays?
Weekdays.
Now?
It sucks. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I guess it's not too bad.
I mean,.
Wait, either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, if you're like, if you bias the group, it doesn't, Doesn't matter when, to be honest.
Right.
You'll make it work, basically. So I think we, that's pretty much it, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other solo comebacks and, like, other groups that we don't follow. But if you're a stan of those groups or those artists, mm-hmm. I'm sure you are very well aware of what's going on there. Also, Haley, I did say I was going mm-hmm. to listen to it.
Yes.
And I did. Hope on the Street. Uh-huh. So J-Hope's thing. I really liked it.
I told you, like you said,
mm-hmm. it was interesting hearing the track without the title track without J. Cole mm-hmm. because I really love that title track mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or like the title track itself.
Right.
And I love the one with J. Cole because I think J. Cole's raps, verse, his lines yeah. are always so good. Mm-hmm. Damn, he is good at what he does. And even though it was missing, it was kind of cool to hear like the other part of it, which is like Hobie, mm-hmm. you know, Hobie filling in the gaps for like what the original song is without the feature. So yeah. that was cool. Mm-hmm. All the different features, especially the one with, like you said, Yunjin was like, mm-hmm. that was pretty cool too. Like all of them were really good.
I really like the song with Jungkook.
Oh, Jungkook's is pretty good too. But yeah. Like all, like I said, all the features, like they were all really, really mm-hmm. well done. So it was a refreshing and a fun, listen, like the whole album.
Yeah,
it was really nice and
was
chill.
Really, really cool.
It was cool because I was listening to it, I think, on repeat, like while I was mm-hmm. While I was working. So it was nice to like listen to and just have in the background playing. Mm-hmm. Also, in terms of comebacks, before we kind of get away from the comeback news and all that stuff, Nayeon also was announced to have her solo comeback.
Mm-hmm.
There's no actual dates yet. I think it's like I don't remember if they said it's like middle of this year or something.
Maybe like June?
I think June sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. I think it might be around then, but no specific date exactly. But it's interesting enough that I was kind of surprised to see the news like Nayeon's solo comeback is already around the corner. So it's her second comeback.
She must have done really well. So
Yeah, like that's a little obvious. But it's like interesting because we've only had her and Jiho.
Right.
Like, a lot of people have been waiting because a lot of us speculated. I don't even know if that was confirmed or not. We thought Chaeyoung was going to be the next one to have her solo geared mm-hmm. up because of, like, you know, how they've been styling her different. And it just seems like it. And she mm-hmm. was losing weight, too. You could tell she lost a little bit of weight and not just the style, right?
Which
she's iconically she's on everyone's radar after, like, how they dressed her for the show in Mexico.
Right.
She kind of took over the internet and like K-pop.
She looks totally different, but it's all to do with the way they did her makeup and also because she lost weight.
Yeah.
I feel like losing weight makes a huge difference.
She definitely did lose weight a little bit more than I prefer. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, that's usually another reason like why they sometimes do comebacks, especially mm-hmm. like, you know, Nayeon was obvious, like her when she showed
blonde
up blonde.
Hair. Mm-hmm.
During the encore show when we saw her.
Right.
But I think Chase is probably still going to have a comeback, her solo
debut.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still kind of surprised Nayeon's going to come back mm-hmm. already. They've been so busy too, to be honest. We'll talk about Nayeon a little bit more later because I do have something. Because it's just like Haley, who watches all her Stray Kids stuff, I am trying to keep up to date and watch stuff related to at least the girl groups that I follow, like variety shows or interviews. And because we all know during Haley's Stray Kids section,
mm-hmm.
you are mostly on top of that shit.
Right.
Okay. So I'm trying to do better.
One group, so.
I am trying to do better. I know I stand multiple ones, but I still feel like I don't watch enough. Mm. So I'm just trying to be better at that.
Speaking of Nayeon, she's also going to be at Waterbomb.
How can we forget that? You're right. She is going to be at the Water Bomb Fest for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with Water Bomb, Water Bomb Festival is like this crazy like tour festival that goes through. I don't know if it's just Korea or if it's Asia.
Korea and
it might be Asia.
Japan?
Yeah. So it and they have a lot of K-pop idols and artists, a lot of solo artists. Jessie is gonna be there,
of course.
Jay Park, and when I say these specific artists, it's like of course they would be joining it, because the cool part about this festival is that everyone is basically
in swimsuits
and like soaking each other, so it's like wet mm-hmm. t-shirts and like mm-hmm. water guns.
Exactly.
Like,
just they shoot it, the crowd. They get wet themselves.
Yeah, the idols like are soaked too. The crowd is soaked. They like they're
the
sweating
guys
each other.
Take off their shirts.
Jay Park is just being Jay Park. Basically, right. It's like pretty cool. The cool part is like Espo was part of it last year, so I'm sure if you've seen fan cams of them getting soaked, and it's like, what the heck is going on? That was Waterbomb Festival, and.
Right.
Waterbomb is happening, you know, it happens annually, but this is the first time a Twice member is going to partake in
just
it.
Just in time for probably like because her comeback.
It's probably promotional purposes as well, but it's cool. It's going to be interesting and fun. I cannot wait for the fan cams, for Nayeon though. Like, it's going to be cool seeing like a Twice member part of like something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many of us once are super excited and looking forward to this. But yeah, I mean, that lineup is pretty crazy. You could probably check it out. And if you haven't seen it, just like literally just put up Waterbomb Festival and you'll see stuff. Like, remember ATEEZ when they were there?
Yeah, and even Taemin attended as well.
Yeah, so it's like really just check out the lineup. I feel like, you know, it's like really it's pretty interesting and it's cool at the same time to see like who's performing this year. There's a lot actually this year. I didn't look it up. I didn't even think about it.
I'm surprised that Stray Kids never has done it.
Oh, you wish. Want those fan cams?
Yes.
you for different purposes, obviously simping purposes. But I mean, Nayeon is up there too. She's like my number. She goes in between number 2 and 3 for me. Between my like bias for Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she's your bias.
Yeah,
she's your number one bias for Twice. And my number 2 and 3 is always Nayeon and Jihyo. Mm-hmm. It goes back and forth. How is it for you then? Do you have like a number 2 and 3 for Twice also? Or like just a straight up number 2 or what?
No, I just have a bias.
Just Nayeon. And then everyone just rotates?
Yeah, exactly.
However you feel. The flavor of the month, basically.
Yes, exactly.
And you're good thing you brought that up. Yeah, so that's pretty cool that Nayeon is going to be part of Waterbomb. You know, I really wish and hope one day we get to like either go to it or have something like that here. That'd be so cool.
I'm surprised they don't have something here because I feel like America is wild and have like...
Maybe that's why. We're too wild. We will take things too far.
Maybe.
But at the same time, that'd be cool to experience. Especially like because I think it's happening, you know, during like summertime.
Summertime, right.
And
it's hot.
Freaking
it's
hot and humid in like Korea and Japan during the summer. It's like the worst. So you need to be drenched.
Right, exactly.
To survive the day, basically. So that's what's going on there. Let's move on now. Let's talk about, since we're on festivals, another festival is actually coming up very soon. This weekend is the weekend one.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend is weekend two of a festival here. Located in Southern California, in the heart of Palm Springs, in Coachella Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess the festival?
Coachella.
Yes, you got that right, Haley, because Le Sserafim was actually seen at the airport. There's airport videos. It wasn't as crazy as, like, Twice. Like, Twice has been getting worse and worse at the airports. Like, I know we all know it's bad at Incheon. Like, you know, back in Korea,
right.
In the airports, like... With all the paparazzi and like all the media outlets, they're there, and it's almost like it's like a thing. Like for all the different K-pop artists and idols, it's like they line up and take pictures, and then after that they walk in. It's like a whole thing.
It looks like a fucking zombie horde.
And then after that, like literally, yeah, right, basically. And then, but it seems like organized for like PR and stuff.
Yes.
Here, it's like they're arriving. They're just like normal international travelers,
right?
Depending on like the popularity, I guess, of the group or like how much people are in the know or do their research. You know, I did that for Twice the first time I saw them. Then it's like, you know, that and that's how much people you'll see like of like in terms of even like fan cams,
right.
Like at the airport. And there wasn't that many, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, like HYBE is very strict too with giving gifts. They even said that for like NewJeans and like even for Eilat.
Right, they
and
won't accept it.
It was very apparent. But Yoonjin being Yoonjin, because she's freaking awesome. She loves her fans and like doesn't give a fuck, basically.
Because she's American.
Yeah, exactly. You could tell she's not just, you know, she's not straight up like Korean. She's kind of like homegrown, kind of Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
I think some I didn't see when they gave it. I just saw the part where like someone had she was holding flowers already in her arms. Then the manager took the flowers out and took it from her hands, like basically plucked it away from her. And Yoonjin made like this face like,
she grabbed
like you bitch, that bitch face, like you son of a bitch.
Mm.
But I mean, there's nothing she could do about it because I guess, you know, that's the rules. But at the same time, that's the direction I guess they're going in with gifts and everything. They don't want the artists to accept them like like there you have to send letters and stuff like that to the official areas, and there's like on Weverse it's like all this official stuff has to be this certain size, this type of letter, all this kind of shit.
Man.
It sucks because like literally twice though, like JYP don't give a fuck. It's like if they want your gift, they'll take it.
Right.
Mina, if you always like hand Mina like envelopes, she'll take them. She's pretty good at that. If you flash a Louis Vuitton bag at Jiho, she will really want to take it. So just get really close to her. So like, I remember I still can't forget like when our friend James was holding a Louis Vuitton bag, like a, you know, like the ones, not like an actual, like a bag purse. We're talking about like when you purchase something from the store and they give you your item in the product bag, right?
Yeah.
So like he was holding a bag that was a Louis Vuitton one. And I remember when Jiho walked by us, you could see her slow down. I don't even remember if I have the video or not. I need to look if I do. I might have had it on my phone. I saw her slow down, and she was staring at it. Like, she's like, oh, wait, I want to grab this. Because everyone had, like, regular bags. But then Jiho is, like, a hype beast, too. And she likes, you know, she's a girl that likes her, like, hype beast clothing. She loves, like, Supreme and stuff. But she also likes her, like,
high-end
brand clothing. So when she saw the LV bag, that she double take.
But
and
what
I remember
was
that.
Inside?
It was not a Louis Vuitton anything. I don't remember exactly what he
Did
had
he
in there.
Did he give it to her?
No, she didn't take it because we were still kind of far away. Mm. So, but that shows also like how much it's grown. Because I remember I felt so, like I was so close to Jiho the first time. Mm. And then the second time, like, you know, like when they came back for their encore, which is really a few years to think about. It's kind of crazy. There were so many people at the airport for them. So the Le Sserafim one looked really promising. Like I would go to that airport. I would have went because it looked like awesome. Because it didn't seem like a giant swarm of crowds. You could actually talk to them and stuff.
Right.
So that's what was going on. ATEEZ is here too for Coachella, as we all know. We saw like they're going to be performing at 10:30 at night. That's gonna be awesome to
Same
see.
Same with Le Sserafim.
They're late.
Late. I think like 11.
And they're at I forgot which tent they're in. They have specific tents that for the stages that they're gonna be at. And I think Le Sserafim is gonna be at the one where Blink-182 performed last year. And the thing is, ATEEZ, I think when this episode drops, for us recording, this is tomorrow. So when this episode drops on this Thursday of this week, they are going to be showing up at Hello 82. Here in LA, because I wanted to go to like the Le Sserafim thing, and I don't get out of work till like my work doesn't finish till like 4:30-ish.
Yeah.
And then I saw in Hello 82 that they're closing shop early, like at 4 p.m. and it clicked. Like it's for ATEEZ's fan meet.
Yeah.
So if you won the fan meet, the fan call, actually not a fan call, just a meet, right?
Straight
in person fan meet. If you won, you're going to Hello 82 because you're gonna see them there. Basically the Thursday, what is the date today, Haley? Thursday, the 11th.
I feel like ATEEZ always does stuff with Hello 82. They've
always,
done multiple fan meets with them.
For years now. It's been for years. So that's really cool. At least you could get fed.
I know.
As an ATEEZ,
get fed.
LA ATEEZ got super lucky because Hello 82 has so many cool events, especially with ATEEZ. So
they do.
That's pretty sweet.
Must be nice because Stray Kids.
Oh, you know, you don't get fed anything unless you live in Japan and Korea.
Exactly.
Haley will attest to that even more so again in this week's episode today. Let's keep going because we do have, we do have a couple more things to cover before you get it to your boys. But I think this is a good time, really quick. Usually we don't get into it now, but I think we should put a break here, take a water break, take a bathroom break, a breather, it's some sip of water, stay hydrated, because this is still the Permission to Stand podcast, where you can tune in every Thursday for new episodes, hear us chat about K-pop, and hopefully some of the groups that you listen to and that you're involved with, or you just enjoy the conversations, and me and Haley trolling each other and simping. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes. And so go ahead and do that. And you will also be able to chat with us. Like Haley said, it's pretty cool. We do chat with a lot of listeners. Mostly Haley does it because, like I said, she's on top of that more than I am. Because by the time I see it, like notifications are not there. So
I mean,
non-existent.
Sometimes you answer
I do.
It.
Sometimes. If
I'm
there's
like,
any specific
oh,
ones
a new message,
to me.
But it's already open.
Yeah, if you get lucky enough to see that, if I get lucky enough to see that Haley hasn't responded.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see. Okay, so we have a couple of hiatuses or like going on in the world of K-pop. Lapilas, Shanti, our Filipino sister, is on an actually she's on an indefinite hiatus from group activities because I guess she has chronic fatigue syndrome.
That sucks.
That's interesting to be diagnosed with this. And then plus, you know, she's been doing a lot. I feel like Lapilas, even like K-Con and everything last year. They seem super active and everything. So hopefully there's nothing more to it than just that. You know, sometimes you never know. She's been posting a lot, though, on her personal IG.
Yeah, probably she gets some time off.
Yeah, and you know, those mental breaks and health breaks are important, too. Because sometimes they don't expect to see, like, especially if you work for JYP.
Right.
You don't realize, like, how big the workload is going to be.
Yeah.
It's pretty... pretty nuts. It's a lot to go through, and like it's just like nonstop. It seemed like schedules with promos, recording,
right?
Like I said, with promotional, that even goes to like fan meets to like advertisements and just showing up for so many like anything and everything, right? So hopefully she feels better and gets better. Hopefully we get to see her because it's indefinite. We don't know when it's going to come back, but technically she can come back at any time. So
when she feels better,
hopefully we'll see her at KCON, because I'm sure Lapilas will probably make an appearance again. Another hiatus, NewJeans, Hain. This one's really new. If you didn't know, Hain is going to be on a hiatus as well for a little bit, and it's because of a foot injury. She apparently has like a micro fracture on her foot, so it's like a small stress fracture, probably like, you know, from
injury
just literally wear and tear, like injury. So hopefully the rest, and if she has a small procedure done for that, like hopefully the recovery time is short and she gets better. It's a good thing she's younger too, so I feel like whenever you get injuries that are like when you're younger like this,
you
heal and recover way better and quicker. So like hopefully I think it's better to like do this now before their world tour, hopefully by next year. And of course, you know, they have their fan meet that I'm still having some FOMO about in Japan coming up soon. So
when
hopefully
is that?
She recovers. I don't remember. It's whenever I said it was in the last episode.
Okay. Hopefully it's not too soon so she can go.
Hope so too. I think it might be okay, but we'll see. We'll see. You're right though. Because I feel like it might be coming up as well. I don't know if it's coming out in June as well.
Okay. So she has time.
But I'm not exactly sure. Let's see. Let's talk about some JYP stuff. So JYP is already going to start working on a Gen 5. Is this a boy group, Haley?
It is.
But?
It's like the NIZU project. Well, it is the NIZU project, but then this is for a boy group.
So it's a boy NIZU. So it's going to be more like it's a Japanese like geared.
Yes,
like
it's towards Japan. Because we never see too much of NIZU here in the States because they're always just like in Japan all the time doing those promotions because they're a full-on Japanese group but under JYP.
Yeah, and then like we know JYP loves to feed Japan, and it's Japanese fan base for sure, because I mean, to give them credit, Japan's really like about their like the idol life and merch life, right?
They are. Well, the group is called NEXZ, and I did see that I think Changbin and I think it's Lino will be on the next episode as like guests for them, because they're currently doing the Club Next, the NizU project kind of thing.
I wonder, do you mean guests as in like almost like a judge, or just guests as in like a get, just being there?
Just being kind of like how in Ireland, how they had like 17 come for the boy and Hyphen when they were being made. Remember, they were just there and they did some like activities with them. They did a dance.
Vaguely, I feel like
June
I remember
June and Jay danced.
Oh, that's
together.
Right. That's right.
And then even like not in Hyphen. 17 was like, oh my god, you guys look like twins.
I remember TXT and you and like BTS, right?
Well, BTS was there, but they were there as judges as well.
Like at the end, like I remember they showed up at their dorm. When the actual group boys were not there.
Yeah,
though.
They weren't there. They left gifts for them, basically.
So that was pretty. That's pretty cool. So I mean, I'm sure like for this new next generation of like trainees or people that are going to be part of this experience, it'll be really cool to see some Stray Kids members.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, I guess we should stay in the stay in JYP. We'll talk about Twice because another member mm-hmm. has been taken from the Delulus, Haley.
Yes.
And of course, it's the one that is blossoming and everyone is noticing her so much now.
Maybe that's why. She's like, hands off. I'm already taken.
There you go. Chaeyoung. is going out with Zion T. Is it Zion or Zion T?
I
feel like
it's Zion,
right? It should be. I mean, I'm just basing this off
Zion National Park.
Oh, maybe for you. Mine is like the basketball player Zion mm-hmm. Williamson because, doing fantasy basketball mm-hmm. and all that.
But he's an R&B rapper.
Which is pretty interesting. Yeah, which is pretty interesting enough because it makes sense. This is Che's ideal type of guy.
Yeah.
Literally, like in one of her interviews.
Multiple interviews, actually.
Oh, it was multiple.
Yes.
Well, I know I saw
one. She
was
asked the same question, like what her ideal type was, and uh-huh. she named the same guy.
Oh, wait, who was the...
Timothy.
From
Willy Wonka and Dune.
That's right.
Timothy Chalamet? I don't know how to pronounce his last name because he's like part French.
Chalamalamalay.
Yeah,
okay.
But he's like...
I thought you said Shalom or something.
He was the top number one handsomest face for 2023.
That's right. And the other interview that I was going to bring up was that she actually said, like, quote unquote, I prefer someone who looks sick.
I think that was translated wrong.
But in a way, like, you could... Maybe they didn't know how to translate
right.
it. But, like, the scrawny, like, maybe, like...
Yes, exactly.
The scrawny dude,
yes.
basically.
And she did say in that interview, like, Timothy. Like, she always brings him up because I think that's, like, her celebrity crush.
That's, like, her ideal type. And
right.
then,
and,
so it's
and
perfect.
And
Zion T fits it.
Timothy's very, like, femme-looking, skinny, like, tiny. And that's what she likes.
Like hipster time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that whole, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing, like, if you know Che, you would think that she'd be into guys like that. So
she'd
it's
probably
perfect.
Be into our friend Mike.
You know, it's funny as hell. Because I know that's Michael's bias.
I know.
And
he's
like that. I sent this to him. Mm-hmm. I literally sent him when I sent this. I was like, oh my God, Mike, you have a chance.
No, really.
Well, not anymore because now she's a Zion T, but
let's see how long that lasts.
Out of all of us, out of all our friends, you had exactly. the best chance.
He's a hipster, he's scrawny, and he's like
he's Chase type.
Yeah, he is.
he's like yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. it's like it hits all of like Chase marks, so it's like perfect. It's just funny to me too, because it's like you can see the differences.
Polar opposites.
Of like her, and then we just, you know, we recently talked about Jihyo,
mm-hmm.
whose man is from physical
100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
he's fucking yoked, and like
he's a wall.
He's like a god. I feel like he could freaking bench press all three of them.
So that's what it's like. It's pretty interesting. And then Che's here, like she likes Steve Urkel. So
oh my God.
I like Steve Urkel too, so mm-hmm. it's fine. I mean, like, yeah, so it's just funny that they also did like a recent like dance challenge together. Mm. It was Che and Jihyo.
Mm.
And then like ironically enough, yeah, they both
oh, that's true.
Got announced mm-hmm. like who they're dating, and it's polar opposites, mm-hmm. which makes so much sense. But it's also really cool. It's cool to see this kind of stuff. And of course, you know,
I mean, it's about time for Twice. They've been around for so long.
Even though it's going to hurt a little bit inside when Sana and Nayeon probably. But I'm curious to know who they would be dating too. That'd be kind of interesting.
Sana's gonna date Dex. Just kidding.
If it happens, it happens. Dex is pretty funny too, so I don't mind. Like, I trust Sana's taste in men.
Well, Sana's probably, she might date girls.
I nothing wrong with that for me, as long as exactly. I get to watch. Okay. Since we're kind of still talking about it, I said we would talk about Nayeon again. So, Haley, I finally am watching shows like you are.
Yeah.
And I caught Yunche's Star Diary show. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few of the episodes. I've watched like the Espa one and everything. But the most recent one that I've seen with her was with Nayeon. And it's pretty cool because if you think about it, Nayeon is the oldest for like one of the groups that are still like active, like one of the older groups that are still active, right? So Nayeon is there, and then Yunche is one of the more, I guess you could say, technically she is kind of newer, even though she's like Gen 4 and we're in Gen 5, but she's still newer. Like, I think like they've been only out for like about 2 years as well, like Le Sserafim, and she's the Mangne.
Yeah.
So it's like one end of the spectrum to the other, and like a lot of different, and like the, a lot of aspects.
Aren't they like 10 years apart?
When is Nayeon's birthday?
Like 27?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. If Nayeon is 27, Yunche is 17. She's 10 years apart. That's pretty insane. I know Haley's looking it up right now. Are you okay? I don't know.
1995. So she's gonna be 28 this year. Nayeon.
And then
Yunche.
So Nayeon is going to be 28. So 95. Okay.
Oh, okay.
2006. Mm-hmm. 06. So it's almost.
Almost.
It's 10 so years. Close. Yeah. It's so close. You can just round it up, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's cool because in this episode, like, she was really nervous. Like, Yunche was super nervous.
Right, because it's Nayeon. Because
it's Nayeon, and she kept like, it's funny, like every like 10 seconds. She kept emphasizing how much, like, she looked up to Twice growing up. Like, she knew all the Twice songs. She even tried, she was flexing.
Yeah, because when they came out, Yunche was probably, like, 10.
Like, and then, so, yeah, I mean, like, you're just, like, infatuated and in love with, like, these, you know, all these idols. You, like, literally idolized growing up and watching them. That she kept emphasizing, like, that Nayeon, like, she is, like, a huge fan of her. She kept saying she knows, like, all of... she, like, loves Twice. Mm-hmm. Like, Twice was the biggest influence for her and everything. And she made sure we remembered that as the audience. Because she literally... I felt like she said it, like, every minute. And then it's funny because, like, Nayeon's just laughing all the time. And
yeah, she does that.
She does that a lot. I feel like Nayeon laughs so much all the time at, like, the randomest moments and stuff. And Yunche looks kind of, like, worried sometimes. She's like, why are you laughing? Like, am I doing something? Yeah. Or did I say something weird? But no, that's just like, Nayeon. So it was a really cool interaction. You know, like, these interviews for Star Diary, it's, like, 20 to 30 minutes, depending sometimes, so it's pretty short. It's a nice quick watch, and she's had even like ATs, and she's had, like I said, Espa. There's a lot of different artists that she's interviewed, and it's pretty cool. So this one was really interesting to see, because this is one of the few times she was really like, she looked nervous.
Right? It's like probably seeing like her idol.
That's exactly
she looked up to for so long. Of course she'd be nervous.
Even when she was walking up to the door to knock on like Twice's door, they were there promoting against each other to actually, crazy enough. Yeah. So they were promoting Smart, and then they were going a head to head against Twice for one spark. And when she was walking up to the door for Twice, she saw the Twice sign. She just kept saying how nervous she is. You could tell, like, she's like hesitant, excited, but like, you know, super nervous.
Right.
When Nayeon comes out, it's like she's really taller than Nayeon because because Le Sserafim is pretty tall. And then like Nayeon's just laughing the whole time, and just Nayeon being Nayeon. So it was really cool. It was kind of funny to watch the whole interaction between them. And some interesting things for me that I remember is that one thing that Nayeon was talking about, like, I think they were like talking about what things they wish they could have done when they debuted. You know, there's always sets of questions, and they have, I think they have, I don't know if it's the audience or just fans writing letters or questions. And then they asked this to Nayeon, and when Nayeon answered, she wished she dyed her hair pink.
Really?
So has she never dyed her hair pink? Probably not. She says she can't do it now because it's like the Bang Chan problem. Because her hair would can't handle this shit. Like the intense coloring and stuff.
But she went blonde. She could have gone pink.
Yeah, that's probably the closest she could have done again.
She already bleached her hair. She should have just gone pink.
But she said, yeah, she wished that she could have gone pink just once. But she was talking about her hair is struggling and couldn't handle it, every time they bleach and do all that stuff to her.
Probably fries it.
So there's that. They danced pop. Of course they would, right? Mm-hmm. But they did it at different speeds to see if Nayeon can dance at different speeds. And
of course she can.
Of course. Like in my head, I'm like, of course
she can. She probably eats, sleeps, and breathes that.
Pop is built into her already. Like even though she said she struggled learning it, she would get upset at herself for messing up the choreo too. Because her mind couldn't process it at the time. Which makes sense. If you've seen a lot of Nayeon's videos and how she is as a person, it makes sense.
I still think about Ray from IVE.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Except, Nayeon kind of had to learn it.
Right.
So, she was doing that. Of course, she could handle it. But Eunche was there, doing it too. So, Eunche kind of knows it. She's the dance machine Mangnae, right? She's kind of known as, the golden Mangnae for HYBE girl group kind of thing.
Yeah, she knows, a lot of the dances because she's an MC as well.
That's true too.
The music shows.
100%. That's true. That's definitely a big part of it. So, they did all of that, and it was really cool to see them do that. And Eunche was trying to was kind of almost learning the detailed parts on the spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really quick, but at the same time, you can see how fast she is at learning. And last but not least, it's the same thing I was saying the whole time. Yeah, I had a note to myself. Eunche is a huge Once fangirl, which she really is. So I'm and she's probably looked up to Nayeon forever. So it's kind of cool to see that generation look up to another generation and then be able to interact and interview each other.
Well, it's kind of the same as when Yunjin from Le Sserafim got to work with Hobie, because she was a freaking army.
Oh, she was a huge,
even before she became an idol.
She's a huge army. Yeah. She even had a BTS fan account.
Right. and now she's making songs with them, and now she's in the same label, label mates.
It's you never know what's going to happen in life.
Even
it's
the
insane.
Same with Hane from NewJeans. She loves Jin.
Because she's a simp for Seokjin. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I think we've always talked about this. I can't wait till Jin comes back from the military and then Hane is there.
She'll be there with open arms.
She's
very shy.
She's quote-unquote super shy. I remember when she, her and Yeji met Eyes.
Yeah, she's very shy. Oh, she's so still shy. A baby.
So that was super cute, but that would be very interesting to see. I cannot wait. I hope they do a dance challenge together.
Me too.
That would be the dream come true. I cannot wait to post that on our social media stuff. Let's see. Let's move on from JYP to YG, because Blackpink, Lisa has signed a deal to RCA Records under her new self agency, La Loud, which is what we forgot. Remember, we're trying what the hell is Lisa's thing called?
Yeah, I could only remember
La Loud. Double L. Yeah, Blissu, Blissey, the Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So it's Loud, double L. So it's going to be interesting because, RCA is a big American company here, too. They do a lot of recording stuff and, they have, a lot of electronic stuff, too. Mm. So that's interesting that they signed with that. But, of course, they'll continue to still work, as a group under YG, right? Blackpink. Mm-hmm. But solo activity-wise, music-wise, it's going to be RCA. Mm-hmm. So that's the last we'll ever hear from, YG or Black Label for her solo stuff. So no more in terms of money.
Right.
And La Lisa, mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm curious to hear what her sound is going to be for the next comebacks. SHINee. Also, I guess Key and Minho finally renewed.
Officially?
Officially. Their contracts with SM. Mm-hmm. So SM could at least keep them on board. Right. Mm-hmm. Since they already lost Taemin and Anyu.
Mm-hmm. But they're still technically together. If they do group activities, they'll still do it as SHINee.
That seems like the new thing.
I guess.
For Gen 3. Gen 3 thing, I guess, right? That's really interesting because We said Anyu had left, joined a different one. Mm-hmm. Taemin is doing something else. But hopefully, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see them again here in the U.S.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I fingers crossed, but I don't think so. Like I've lost
maybe Soul
I've lost
Wars.
Hope. Let's see. Oh, talking about 17 earlier, let's talk about a birthday greeting for Mingyu.
Yes.
Puppy Mingyu, because what kind of birthday greeting did he get, Haley?
So it's called
like Niu Dance, right? NIU Dance. Yeah. That's like the IG. I think they have a TikTok too, possibly.
They do. I don't know if this is the same group because the name sounds different. But basically, they're from Africa,
okay, there's,
I believe.
The interesting part, I went on the website. So these are those dancers.
Is it the same group?
These are those viral dancers that you see singing happy birthday for people.
Yeah, because people put in requests for like birthdays and they're like, happy birthday. They've done one for Bang Chan. Like, happy birthday, Bang Chan.
And then they
read out like
topless.
A small message.
They're like topless African dudes. They're like cut and they're just
They
go
have
ahead.
Party hats, party like those whistleblowers and
a lot
like,
of printout pictures of the birthday celebrant.
They do.
And they kiss them
and
do all
then
this
they
stuff.
Dance at the end. But yeah, they did one for Mingyu, but this was the first time that I've actually seen the idol actually comment.
It was cool. So yeah, Mingyu commented himself.
He's like, thank you, with a peace sign, I think it was.
Like on the actual account. Mm-hmm. And it blew up. It was pretty
cool.
That's cool
because like whoever sent in that request, like they got a reply from Mingyu.
Here's the interesting thing, because I was curious. I was really always curious about these kind of things,
yeah.
Haley. And then so I kind of fell down the rabbit hole just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I guess to have them do this, you pay, it's pretty decent.
Right.
$39.50.
Yes.
And you can choose. They have, the guys from Africa, but there's also like from India. So you could choose like Indian dudes.
Wow.
Also, you could choose like from like the African, going back to them. It's like you could choose like what they wear.
Oh.
White pants. Black pants. I think there was something like Hawaiian clothes and like all these. It's interesting how there's different options.
That's so funny.
So there you go. $40 if you want to do it for like your K-pop group or idol. I mean,
honestly,
that's easy. Like you could even pull it. You could do a pool with like your other K-pop friends and just throw in like a few dollars each.
I feel like a lot of the greetings are for K-pop idols. Like,
there's
that's
a lot.
All I ever see.
Well, of course. I mean, our algo is worked toward that. But it's interesting when you go on it because they have ones for, like, the random people. Because they're people just make it for their friends.
Wow.
And it's just, you just see the pictures of, like, these random people and they're not, like, not all the time they're famous.
Right.
But there are famous, like, other actors and actresses that also have their stuff done for them. But it's just really, it's an interesting thing. So if you want to check it out, yeah. On Instagram, it's at NIU Dance. So that's pretty much it.
It's pretty funny.
And so that was really cool. Like you said, like it's cool to see him react to it and comment himself.
Yeah. Good for him.
Another news thing that's going on. So there's going to be another new confirmed like variety show. Karina was already going to be in one, but she's going to be in another one. It's going to be Karina from aespa, Jaesuk. So Jaesuk is like, you've probably seen him. If you see his face, you'll know who he is. He's that one guy that's from like a lot of other variety shows. Like, is it Learning Bros?
Or like, yeah.
The guy with the glasses. Mm-hmm. Like the old, like, you know, he does his own shows now after they kind of separated. Mm-hmm. He's the guy with the glasses. If you saw him, Haley, you would know. There's a songwriter, Lee Juk. Mm-hmm. Lee Yong-jin, singer, comedian. Yook Sungjae. Mm-hmm. Sungjae from B2B.
Yes.
And Hoshi from Seventeen. What an interesting group.
Right.
So that whole group, they're going to be in a new variety show called Synchro U. Mm-hmm. Not only did I read what it was, because I saw the news about this, but I read a little bit to see what it was about, because I was like, what's Synchro U? Like, what could that be about?
Right.
So Synchro U, it's actually going to be coming out and releasing on May 10th. So it's coming up. And it showcases cover stages performed by top artists, but with AI vocals. It feels like this is like stuff that like a lot of
like
fan accounts do already.
Right.
Like tons of fan accounts that we follow, like make it into our algo of different, like even YouTube videos of just like different groups,
singing,
AIs singing other groups' songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're gonna put that with like really high synchronization rates, and it's gonna be interesting. I don't know exactly if it's just like to kind of just, you know, enjoy the AI covers, or if there's like ratings, or like, I don't even know, like,
do they
judges
have to, like, distinguish between if it's AI or the real
singer? I don't
or
know the full premise, but that's really interesting. This sounds like it could be a really fun and like cool concept, mm-hmm. like for our current
yeah,
like
we'll have to
times
see an episode
to get an idea. Mm-hmm. But that's a really cool mix of people. So that, I'm excited. It's cool that Karina's getting a lot of work done like on the side, aside from like Espa. It seems like she's
speaking
pretty
of Karina
active.
And her send nudes.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
So Karina like posted on like her IG, and I don't even know, did Espa official post it too?
It
she was
yeah.
doing like a viral dance thing.
But I feel like it was like after her quote unquote breakup, her like forced breakup because fans suck.
K-nets.
But she was wearing a top that said send nudes.
I wonder if they even knew that's what it said. Like, did anyone tell?
I mean,
doesn't
Giselle speak English?
Well, like, I don't know if they were right next to each other, or she saw her on the same day, or the stylist knew, but it says send nudes right on her boobies.
Yes.
So it'd be perfect. Yeah, perfect marketing. I don't know if she wants me to send it to her. Or if she says she's going to send it to me.
Hope she doesn't get a lot of DMs.
She's going to get a lot. The official account and her are going to get a lot of penises and boobs and vaginas, because it says send nudes on her shirt. So forewarning to them, to SM, because that's most likely going to happen. And last but not least, Islet already achieved all kill.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
For what song, Haley?
Magnetic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was gonna happen.
It's like viral. It's like freaking that song Cupid all over again.
This is it. Yeah. So I mean, Islet, there you go. I mean I have nothing else to say. Like we both enjoyed the album. Remember we like I told you about the initially
the medley. Yeah, and I was
to
like,
check
oh
it out.
My god.
Even though I knew in your face when I first told you, you're like, oh, okay, we'll see.
Because like another group, really?
And then there you go.
Can't help it if they sound good. So
can't wait, because Kevin, our friend Kevin, and I did get an order for their assigned album. Mm-hmm. I feel like because like it's going to be so hard to get their album like later on because of the popularity. They're already growing.
Right.
So we were able to get signed albums. It's gonna be like I think like a month before we get them from
like
Korea.
I feel like they just debuted last month.
Exactly. So it's like even like less than a month almost, I feel like. But it's I'm excited to get that. I feel like the price will go up. The stonks are gonna, you know, fly all the way to the moon. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I could get it while it was kind of affordable, because I feel like it'll double. It's like even the NewJeans stuff have like doubled, if not tripled, like for their fans, like all the signatures for like signed albums and different merch. And of course, let's not even talk about Stray Kids. Stray Kids always like, damn.
Yeah, but the one that's more expensive is XG.
I couldn't believe that. Isn't it crazy? XG's like hitting like Blackpink and BTS levels of like signatures, because I feel like even though they're not like, you know, at that popularity scale, it's just the rarity, like the supply and demand. The supply is so low, but the demand is so high.
Yeah. It's like they barely have any merch.
So that's why they're expensive. Mm-hmm. Like I think it was like $650, $700 for the like a signed album for XG. So that's pretty crazy.
Expensive.
And then it just, yeah, I mean, it really depends. It's always based on the market value of the group, right? And the popularity. I know Twice is super popular, but it's just the market is flooded with signed albums.
Yes.
That's why it's not super expensive for like them. But I'm still talking about like under 200. It's not like they're like under $100. It's still like, it's still kind of up there, but it's just there's more choices. You
to
can
put
shop
it in
around.
Perspective, Stray Kids is like 300, 350 usually.
350-ish, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I think it's time, Haley, for you to talk about your boys. But before that, what are we going to tell the people?
Take a water break.
Okay, perfect. Take a water break. Get some hydration. I need to drink some water too, right when you get started with the next segment. Bathroom break time for everyone. And don't forget to hit that like notification bell and subscribe and follow this podcast if you have not yet, because that really helps and we greatly appreciate it. The ratings really help too. I mean, We have, I think, 102 ratings on Spotify already. Hmm. I mean, I'm happy and I'm so thankful for everyone that has given us a rating on there. And, you know, it's always nice to see triple digits. We broke like the triple digit mark, right?
Five stars.
Let's keep going. Let's keep it rolling. Haley, where can they check us out? What can they hear and see and do and whatever?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast, where you can find our concert videos and send us a DM if you want to chat K-pop with us on Instagram.
So perfect. And with that said, I think it's time, Haley.
Okay, BTS.
BTS. Okay, this is my water break.
I don't have a lot of news for BTS. Bum, bum, bum. Because they're not here, but they still have access to their social media.
And ironically enough, your only BTS news
yes.
is related Stray Kids. To Stray Kids.
It so. Is, indeed. So there was this one clip of Jungbok Felix walking through the airport.
Jungbok.
This was like from a while ago as well. And there was, I think it was a fanboy.
It was definitely a fanboy. Yeah.
He yelled. I don't know if it was like a fanboy or like a reporter who is a fanboy. Because like
either
he was,
way,
like, he was
it's
in the
still
front.
A fanboy.
He was in the front, basically, you know, like filming Felix as he was walking through the airport. And he yelled, "Jungbok Hyung, you are so damn good looking. Yeah!" And like he was so loud, like super loud. Like you can see Felix like laughing. And then, so that video has gone viral because of that. And of course, like, I guess it reached Jungkook's algorithm.
Oh, of course. This man lives on social media when he's allowed to be on his phone.
All right. And so he actually commented on this video and was like, "Jungbok Hyung, this is it." Like he was like mimicking the fanboy. So that's like Stray Kids and BTS crumbs for you.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, shoot, Army Stay Rejoice for that.
But I mean, like, obviously we know that Stray Kids looks up to BTS a lot. And then because, like,
they're cool with each other,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are. And then Felix did dance Jimin's solo song before.
Yeah, so they're cool.
And, like,
cool.
So they had, like, that interaction. And then, like, Jimin was very excited. And, like, he said Felix's name on an interview and everything.
Yeah, during that one mm-hmm. show where, like, I think he was pretending to text, like, a fan.
Yes.
Like, as a random person. Mm-hmm. But then that fan ended up being a stay. But then Jimin showed up and said, "Oh, I was texting with you." And then she couldn't believe it. And then Jimin was saying, like, he was, like, apologizing to the camera saying, "Sorry, Jungbok," right? Like, we're going to
yes,
just borrow her.
Exactly.
We're going to borrow your stay for a second. Because she's a Felix stan.
Because she said to Jimin, she's like, "You were my bias before, but then like Stray Kids took me away, basically." And it was Felix.
And it's funny mm-hmm. enough. And it's not, well, it's not super funny. It's mm-hmm. funny that, yeah, like Jimin apologized. But I remember K-Nets during, like when this happened, were giving her so much shit. A lot of ARMY were
it's
like
so
bashing on her. Newsflash, you could like more than one
exactly.
group.
Exactly. I'm sure she still likes BTS. I mean, that's like me. Like, yeah, I'm not a huge ARMY anymore, but I'm still like gonna listen to their music. I'm gonna still watch like all their shows and stuff.
And it's like you have your other alt group, mm-hmm, right? Your
exactly.
alt group is now Stray Kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she even said, though, like, she looked up to Jimin.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't even understand.
I mean, if I was her, I'd still be fucking excited to see Jimin. Like, holy shit. Like, that was, like, my love for a very, very long time, you know?
That felt... He filled up the G-Dragon void.
He did, indeed. G-Dragon.
And then, but, I mean, yeah. So, there's just so many crumbs with Stray Kids and Felix. And, mm-hmm. you know, did you know that Felix... Mm-hmm. had like another show or something where like he watched that interaction and reacted to it with Jimin.
I think I remember seeing that.
That was so it's like yeah. it's like Inception. Like, yeah. So it's like that happened and then Felix watches that.
That's why he did the dance for him too.
Yeah,
because he was
exactly.
like mentioned by Jimin
and
basically.
Then, and then he did Jimin's solo
yeah.
like dance
like
challenge.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I remember he did that on the top of
when
the
he
hotel,
was here in LA.
The hotel, like at the pool, which is like empty. So
yeah.
that was pretty funny.
When
so
they
it's
were
like,
here for the encore.
So it's just like full circle moments of like just all this like
was
interactions.
That was last year.
Was that last
yeah.
year already? Oh mm-hmm. my God. Did
Crazy.
We really see them? Damn, last
yes.
year. So that, I mean, yeah, that there's just so much going on.
So moving on. So Stray Kids had their Stray Kids Toy World fan meet in Osaka, Japan this past weekend. It was 2 days, and the Skazoo mascots were a huge part of this one. Because, you know, in Japan, they're very, very popular, just as much as, like, Stray Kids themselves.
Of course, yeah. They're, like, a separate entity.
Exactly. So, like, they had a lot of cute merch. Like, their stage setup was so cool. It was literally a huge gacha machine.
That was freaking cool. It's like whenever they do these fan meets, like, they go all out.
They do.
They're freaking awesome.
Like, sometimes I think even more so than the freaking concert sometimes. I'm like, damn, okay. Because, like, even the merch for those fan meets are, like, way better than the freaking merch that we get here in the U.S. for their concerts.
And it's like, you guys would pay. We would pay. There's
Bitch,
so many.
Bitch, I'm fucking buying it from Japan and having to pay shipping for the damn merch because they don't ever sell, like, Skazoo shit here at the U.S. concerts.
There are stays willing to pay globally for that kind of stuff. It sucks.
Like, people go to fucking Korea and stuff just to go see these fan meets. And, like, I was talking with some of my friends, stay friends, and saying, like, will we ever get a fan meet in the U.S.? Because, like, for sure, if they did one, they would 100% sell out the fucking venue like an actual concert. So I don't know why they don't do it, but I feel like Japan gets all the love.
They're the favorite child, don't forget.
They are. So there was just some small segments that I just picked apart from, like, the videos that I saw of the fan meet in Japan. Again, they are very, very strict with recording in Japan for concerts, fan meets, anything, for, like, anything concert-wise to do with K-pop, you just don't get a lot of fan cams.
You do not get fan cams, especially if from the floor. It's always someone that has, like, a Samsung that is, like, far away, and they have to zoom in.
Yeah, because this, it was Kyocera Dome, which is a huge venue for just, like, a fan meet. I think it's, like, in total, for 2 days, they sold 90,000 seats. So it's big. Like, it's not one of those small venues. So, like, a lot of the fan cams we got were just recordings of the actual screen. It wasn't, like, members.
It's just, like, some of the fan cams that you see in concerts in general.
Yeah, because they were all, like, from far distance, so they wouldn't get caught by, like, security and stuff to say, like, don't film, because they tell you not to. But a lot of them were cute. Hyunjin kept tormenting Quokka. For some reason, he wanted to keep drawing a mustache on him, and then Quokka kept, like, running to Han, like, to try and hide. And then also, I feel like the Skazoo, even though they have, like, you know, that same face, because, you know, they're just mascots, like, you can really tell their emotions through the way that they act, just like, you know, Disney mascots.
They're good actors.
They are, because, like, there was this one game that they had to play where Han and Quokka had to do tug-of-war against Lino and Leebit. And, like, Quokka did not want to do it. Like, he was scared.
He's scared, right?
He's scared of Lino and Leebit. And, like, he was kind of just, like, saying no, like, to Han. Like, I don't want to do it. And then, like, they started the game, and then, like, Han was just pulling, and Quokka just, like, was standing next to him, and Han was like, what the frick? Like, you're supposed to be helping me. And then Quokka just, like, refused. So, of course, they lost.
Yeah, because Lino and Leebit are crazy.
Exactly.
And Leebit's abused, too.
I know.
By a slave master, freaking Lino, basically.
What's cool, well, not cool, but it was nice to see them perform Fairy Tale again, because I feel like they always perform
it's
that
just
song.
Always in Japan, though.
I mean, because Fairy Tale is a Japanese original song for Stray Kids.
Yes, true.
And that's, like, one of my favorite songs, but I feel like I'm never going to hear it live.
You will never hear it, Haley.
Unless I go to a Japan concert, which will be stupid, too, because I won't be able to record it, because they don't allow you to record the freaking fan meets or concerts
with your Samsung, we sit in the balcony areas and sneak it the whole time.
Maybe by that time, my Samsung will be able to zoom really,
you'll
really,
see the
really
nose
close.
Hairs from a mile away, yes.
So also, they finally did the Mashley Bling Bang Bang Born Dance Challenge at the fan meet.
We had a feeling it was going to happen.
I was hoping they would do it there because, like, if not Japan, where else? But yeah, all the Stray Kids do it. It was one of, like, their challenges. But no HD videos of it. It was just like a blurry-ass video from the
sucks.
Screen.
It's so dumb.
I was so upset.
It's like, what does JYP think? Or like in Japan.
No, it's Japan.
It's Japan, right?
It's just Japan.
What are they thinking? Like, what? Like, I don't understand why.
I don't either. Because like, none of this was...
It's not like they're going to be reselling this.
No, and none of it was streamed live.
Exactly.
Either.
That's why it's like, what the hell?
I mean, maybe...
Unless they're trying to make it so special, but at the same time, it's stupid. Like, what about the global fans?
Exactly. I was like,
son of a bitch.
Japan, you already got so much. You can't even share with, like, the international fans that can't go to these fan meets. So, yeah, we got a lot of crumbs just from those... fan cams that were just the screen recordings. Also, Bang Chan on Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
He does want to have another movie date with Stays. I don't remember.
All right, saddle up, Delulus.
He's probably going to ask you, what should he wear and what should he bring for his movie
What are we watching,
date?
Though? Dune?
I forgot what it was. He said it, but I don't remember. A lot of people were asking to watch Deadpool again. And he's like, no, there's like a lot of R-rated scenes in that. So
do Dune, because it's a long movie. Spend more time with him.
Is that out for streaming, though?
The first one.
Oh, that's true. But he also said that he spent 2 hours watching Stay's edits on like TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, he got lost in social media. We get it.
And
we're all there.
100%. I think it was all those like thirst trap edits where like the transitions go from like him being really cute to like really sexy. Because he was saying like, oh wow, the transitions are so smooth. Like Stay's are so talented. So like I bet.
Even like because that those kind of stuff hits my algo too.
Yeah.
Like. For, like, my girl groups,
and
too.
Really
and they're
good.
Freaking good. It's, like, off the top of my head, I remember a recent one I just saw today was, like, a winter one. And I've never seen that specific type of edit. I was like, oh, shit, this one looks really cool. It's so well done. Like, props to all these people doing this, helping feed fellow Delulus.
Right, yeah. They're really good quality. Like, the music that they pick for them is just, like, amazing, too. Also... Lollapalooza Chicago. So, did you know that they sold out the fastest tickets in 7 years because of Stray Kids headlining this year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as expected.
East Coast Stays are hungry and super thirsty.
And now there's even
extra
like
thirsty.
A wait list for people if they want to buy tickets. Isn't that crazy? Because, like, Lollapalooza is fucking huge, and they sold out everything.
Right. I know it's huge, but, it's like, shoot, like, I can't wait. If Stray Kids ever has Coachella, that'd be insane. Because, I mean, the festival grounds, I think, are a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they're huge.
But you're going to be in the middle of the fucking desert.
I'm not
which
going.
Which is Coachella.
I'm not going. Also, Felix is the most followed 4th-gen idol on Instagram now.
Wow,
Felix.
That's crazy.
I expected it, though, because I feel like he's so versatile and, like, him just being followed by people that probably don't even follow Stray Kids, but because
100%,
of, like,
100%.
The way that he looks, his modeling.
It's like the visuals, basically.
Exactly. And, like, he did, like, his debut, like, runway for Louis Vuitton, so... I mean, he got really popular. He has almost 20 million IG followers.
Damn.
That's like almost as much as Stray Kids.
Like the actual account.
Exactly. Well, they have 30 mil.
Okay.
Almost there.
I know you keep talking, but I'm curious to I'm going to start looking up all the different girl like idols I follow to see like how many they have.
And then right after him, no other than Hyunjin. He has 18.5 million. As expected, too, because look at the way that he looks, too. Like, everybody loves him. He's plastered all over Versace. So I'm pretty sure a lot of, like, muggles are, like, finding him and, like, following, like, well, who is this guy that looks like an anime character kind of thing?
Oh, especially if, once you see Hyunjin. Okay, so think about it this way. As soon as you said that, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, girl groups. I want to see how many a girl group, like, how much they have
for
like,
fourth gen.
For idols. Oh, okay, specifically fourth gen.
Because right.
Because I went to third gen, and I was like, because my off the top of my head,
they're like 60 million. Because like freaking BTS has like
members.
60
you're right.
Mil.
And I was even thinking about it. I was like, I went straight to also
Blackpink.
Blackpink is the dude. Probably. Lisa has 102 million.
There you go. See,
102 million. Well, I mean, Lisa, of no, course you. And I went to her first because I knew she would have the most followers out of all the members because her popularity is like higher than the other three members.
How much is Tae?
THV. Let us see. We're doing some live research on the pod right now.
So the
65 mil.
Oh,
damn! Can you believe that?
But Lisa,
102. She's the triple digits.
That's freaking crazy.
What Gen 4? I'm on. You know, Mike. What I want to look up? Won Young.
Oh, she probably has a lot. So
12. Even
not
less.
Even
oh.
That much. Yeah, this is strictly fourth gen. I think Yeonjun is the next one. Third for the boys. I don't think this is boys in general. This is just all of fourth gen.
Oh,
idols.
Yeah. Yeonjun has 17.5. Mm. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, he's like right behind.
What do you mean? It's fourth gen boys, right? Or
no,
is it just fourth gen
fourth
in general?
Fourth gen idol
in
general.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So the other members, to put it in perspective, so like the other members of Stray Kids, they all have around only 7 million.
So not even double digits.
No. So like that just shows like how popular Felix and Hyunjin are. And then because Lino and Han just made an Instagram like last month, they only have 2 million.
I'm not even following them.
What?
I forgot.
Oh,
I've actually forgot
God.
And I've never done the research to like look them up.
Yes. But yeah, because they just made their Instagram. So I'm pretty sure like once people start getting to know that they have Instagram too, they'll probably hit around like the 7 mil mark as well.
I'm racing to look for Gen 4 girls, mm-hmm. right? And then yeah, Won Young popped up 12.1 mil.
She's probably
it, get no, I thought so too. Then it clicked. I was like, oh wait, there's someone else that we just talked about.
Karina's
mm-hmm. really popular. She's at 14 though. 14.2.
Mm-hmm. Wow, more than Won Young. So also Stray Kids attended the Asia Star Entertainer Awards 2024 last night in Yokohama, Japan. So I feel like Stray Kids is in Japan pretty much the whole of April because like
that's their second home basically.
Yeah, because at the end of this month too, they have another fan meet in Japan. It's the Stray Kids Toy World still, but like in a different part of Japan. But they won the Day Song, the grand prize. They won Best Group and Album of the Year. They also performed Super Bowl, S-Class, and Social Path. What was interesting to me is that even though they were in Japan, they performed S-Class. They performed Super Bowl, the English version, when they have a Japanese version.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of weird.
That's interesting to me because like I was listening to it and I was like, wait, it's all English. Like, how come they're not performing the Japanese version? But yeah, so I was like, that's pretty cool. They all looked like rock stars. They are all growing their hair out, it seems, probably for their upcoming comeback.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm like, please do not give them scissors because like all of their hair looks really, really good. Do not cut Han's hair because it looks amazing like that. Even like IN's hair is like really long right now. They like curled it. He looks like a freaking rock star. So I was like, don't cut their hair. Lino actually did his first Instagram live right after the award show, and he was saying that like he wants to cut his hair. And
uh-oh.
He got in trouble because, like, during their vacation time, he cut it really short. And then, like, the staff told him, don't cut your hair short anymore. So I'm pretty sure they want it a certain length for their comeback.
Interesting. Okay.
So
we'll
freaking
see soon.
Cut it. Yeah.
I'd imagine. But, I mean, like, it's so hot when when their comeback is coming out.
That's
like,
true.
I want short hair if it was super
no,
hot.
I know, but then they'll be filming. I think they've already started filming for like their music video and everything because people
makes
did
sense, yeah.
see them like, I think at that one of the universities in Korea that they were supposed to be shooting. I don't know if it was for the Stray Kids code that is coming out tonight, so that can be confirmed later on. But I think it was the same university that was filmed My Demon. The K-drama. So
right.
We'll see and confirm if it was for their comeback or if it's for the Stray Kids code.
You will find out soon tonight, enough. Yes. Soon enough, basically.
But that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think it's time. Time for me to edit this episode. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight, as always. Don't forget to leave a rating, hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, follow. Do whatever you can to please support and help the podcast. Mm-hmm. We always very much appreciate it. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. You could simp and hear us talk K-pop, like everything, mm-hmm. right? News, updates, the comebacks,
debuts,
everything, mm-hmm. whatever you can think of. And don't forget to check us out on social media.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And
with
that said, thank you for joining us. And as always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and
peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.